North Carolina lawmakers and Governor Pat McCrory are considering three different bills that would overhaul the state's tax system. Republican leaders in the Senate introduced the latest and most ambitious one yesterday. There's also a bipartisan Senate plan and a Republican House plan. WFAE's Michael Tomczyk has been following the proposals and joins us now. First, Michael, why do proponents of these measures say a change is necessary?
For one, North Carolina's current tax code has been around since the Great Depression. Obviously, there have been tweaks here and there, but many lawmakers and the governor agree it needs a comprehensive update. Also, proponents argue lowering tax rates would make North Carolina more attractive to businesses, which could lead to job growth. We currently have the highest income tax rates in the Southeast, according to the Nonpartisan Tax Foundation.
So exactly how would these three bills change tax rates?
They would all lower income tax rates and make them flat, meaning everyone pays the same rate. As of now, there's a range of personal income tax rates from 6% to 7.75%. The House plan and the bipartisan Senate one are similar in this regard. They'd both cut the rate to about 5.9%. The Republican Senate bill introduced yesterday would go further, cutting the rate to 4.5% over time. All three would cut corporate income tax rates too, as well as the sales tax rate.
But, Michael, the sales tax piece of this is tricky, right? The rate goes down, but it would be applied more broadly. In other words, we'd be paying the tax on a lot more services.
Exactly. Yeah, and that's partly to make up lost revenue from the other cuts. The sales tax rate goes down slightly under all three plans. The big difference is how many services it would expand to. In the House and bipartisan Senate plans, the sales tax would expand to cover things like car repairs, property maintenance, and concert and movie tickets. The Republican Senate plan goes further again. It would expand North Carolina's sales tax base to one of the broadest in the country. It would include taxes on food, prescription drugs, and Social Security checks for some seniors, and it would eliminate the state mortgage interest deduction.
Well, I'm guessing there's opposition to those changes.
That's a good guess. Some realtors, doctors, and the AARP have come out against them. For example, the Republican Senate plan has created the most controversy of the three and may have the hardest time passing. Governor McCrory says he likes the other two better.
And briefly, what's the bottom line? How much more or less would we pay in taxes under these plans?
It really depends on how much you make. Everyone will be paying less in income taxes, but many people will pay more in sales taxes. So if you have a lot of income, the reduced rate will easily outweigh the increase in sales taxes, so you'll pay less overall. But sales taxes disproportionately affect people who don't have a lot of income, so theirs, in theory, could go up. And, of course, all these proposals could change because they're still in committee.
WFAE's Michael Tomczyk, thanks.
Welcome.